JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Management Institute of National Development lends support to road safety. And later we'll hear about Gode in Glimpses of Jamaica segment. And we'll have another child safety tip. Welcome. Thanks for joining us. The Management Institute for National Development, MIND, is lending support to the National Road Safety Council, NRSC, and the Police Traffic Division in the drive to encourage motorists to pay special attention to young children on the roads. This is part of activities for National Road Safety Month, being observed in June with focus on sensitizing the public about proper road use. Research and Information Manager at MIND, Kirk Frankson, says information on road safety should be child-friendly and specific to children to better ensure their safety on the road.
We do not pay enough attention to children on the basis that when we look at most of the anecdotal and empirical data would suggest that children and by extension pedestrians are the major victims of road accidents.
Mr. Frankson, along with members of the NRSC and the Police Traffic Division, took the road safety message to students of the National Water Commission Basic School in Kingston recently. The young students were taught basic road safety tips under the theme, Road Safety for Life. Sub-officer in charge of road safety and All-Island Coordinator of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Road Safety Unit, Corporal Daniel Bennett, says there have been 167 road fatalities since the start of the year. Corporal Bennett is encouraging all Jamaicans to be safe on the roads and is urging parents to teach children about proper road use. Additionally, motorists are being reminded to pay special attention to young children on the roadways. As their senses are not fully developed, they do not fully understand the traffic environment and are not able to detect danger readily.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. Help us bring our children home.
On the Vision 2030, opportunities will be provided for every Jamaican to achieve his or her full potential and contribute positively to community development and nation building. Such opportunities include getting an education or skill and starting a business. Go to vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Now, Oliver Jackson with another glimpse of Jamaica.
Do you remember the Gode? Do you remember what it's called, the Gode? It's a country type of fruit. Bears on the tree like a breadfruit. When I was a boy, and that's a long time ago, you know, we used to use the Gode, pick the Gode off the tree and cut it straight in the middle with a saw. And when we cut it straight in the middle with a saw, but you must now be careful of the guts, you know, what's inside of the Gode is not good. It must not be eaten, just in case you come across any. When we cut the Gode into two, and scrape out what is inside. The Gode, we put it out in the sun and make it dry in the sun. But the Gode becomes a saucer, a drinking bowl, or a plate.
And here's another child safety tip.
I believe the children are our future.
Little fingers want to touch everything, so keep your child in a safe place while you are cooking or ironing. Turn pot or pan handles inward on the stove. Never allow children to be unsupervised in the kitchen. Keep items such as matches, lighters, curling irons, candles, and hot foods and liquids out of a child's reach. Those tips were brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you today. Thanks for your company. With studio engineer Andre Soyes, I'm Casita Irving. Take care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.